We are down here in Orlando, inside Disney. One of my first guests today is George Sampatero.
I know I said it wrong, right?
So PC World Products, George. My booth is across from George's in this grand facility here, and the graphics there are showing a hurricane pattern track, and obviously that's what I do for a living. I do property damage, so I thought it'd be interesting to have George on and tell me what he does, because obviously he's affiliated with numerous corporations of asking their risk managers are asking him for weather-related property damage that could occur. And so, George, before I stumble anymore, because this is the first time I ever had a show for me, why don't you roll with that? I'll pass you the baton.
Okay. Well, the name is PC Weather Products. I think you said World Products.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's PC Weather Products, and we've been in business for about nearly 20 years. And what we do is specialize in hurricanes. I like to say, like the old Gerber's commercial, that babies are our business, our only business. Well, hurricanes are our business, our only business. And we provide information in great detail on how a hurricane is going to impact a customer, whether they have one location or they have 50,000 locations. And we do it through very detailed graphics, not only of the storm and what it looks like and satellite imagery, but also storm surge and inundation maps that will show how much flooding could occur along the coastline from storm surge.
Right.
And a very detailed reports, especially wind-type reports, that will show the location and how they're going to be impacted, the maximum level of winds, the timing of their winds, when it's the first, for example, storm force wind would occur and the last storm force wind, so they can actually make decisions for each of their locations and what they're going to do. So, for example, a customer like Disney might use that information to determine if they're going to open up the theme park or not. Where another customer, let's say like a Walmart or somebody, has many locations, they could decide if they're going to send supplies or take actions on certain number of their stores. So it's really designed for any type and size customer, and we have a lot of different types of customers across a lot of different industry sectors, both government and private sector.
And one of the attractive parts when I saw, besides the graphics for your booth, is, you know, I come from the insurance world. Disaster recovery is about preparing people for natural disasters, and nowadays, after post 9/11, with also terroristic events. Now, the insurance world, they're high on keeping losses and loss debt ratio and to a minimum, or the best they can. So a product like yours is definitely in need, especially in the last 6-7 years, they're monsters now. They're no longer little tropical storms. Mm-hmm. I think that you could probably tell me better, that the government, their scale, miles per hour, will dictate if it's a certain type of storm where they can classify it. What are those guidelines or yardsticks amplify that?
The Saffir-Simpson scale has been a scale that they've used for many years now, and that's the one that goes from category 1 through 5, where category 5 storms obviously are the worst. And the storm intensities in the 2004 and 2005 years were way off the charts. We had enough storms, and if you weight it by intensity, that would be the equivalent of the prior 20 years of hurricanes occurred in those 2 years.
Wow.
And since then, it's backed off a bit back to normal. And everyone thinks we're having quiet seasons, where we're probably fairly normal seasons. And the 2004 and 5 seasons were the big exception.
Mm-hmm.
But the Saffir-Simpson scale was developed back, in the 60s, I think, and started utilizing it in the 70s.
Now, do you see a need for reevaluating that scale?
No, they've done some adjustments to it, to where they used to describe storm surge flooding based on the Saffir-Simpson scale.
Mm-hmm.
And that's become less of a correlation between the Saffir-Simpson scale and the absolute storm surge flooding. So they've removed all the descriptions from the Saffir-Simpson scales about storm surge flooding. That's handled separately by separate products that the Weather Service and the Hurricane Center put out. But no longer is it. The Saffir-Simpson scale is basically just a wind scale now.
Okay.
which is the one change they did make in the last year or two.
Yeah. If you tuned in, we're down here in Orlando, Disaster Recovery Journal Spring Conference. It's I think they have it every year down here, don't they? Or has it moved around the country?
You know,
it's my first time.
I believe. Well, this is the first time.
No,
for
it isn't.
Us
cool,
also,
we're newbies.
I did find out that this is held here, I think, every...
Yeah.
The spring one is here every year.
And okay.
Then they have a fall one out in San Diego, I believe.
Yeah, obviously, what I do for a living is, you know, fires and floods, and being down here for the four hurricanes a couple of years ago, what, 05, 04, and then you had Katrina. Your services are you're in high demand. I mean, everybody's always looking to point it at, you know, the weatherman or and but you're more of a business continuity for businesses. But also, you said you have some contact and relationships in the government. The government is now, from my experience, again, this is post 9/11 experiences. The public and the private sector are starting to merge a little better. And there's experts like that out in the field like yourself that government doesn't possess.
Right. And there's a close relationship in this arena between government and private sector. However, you had mentioned insurance companies. And when we first started doing this, most of our customer base was government, emergency managers, county primarily.
The OEM guys?
Yeah, and insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, over the years, again, we're talking about 18, 19 years, it's progressed to where it's expanded to different industries, and so our balance is better between private sector and government now, but we still have a lot of government customers. And the National Hurricane Conference, which is the next one I'm going to here, has more government folks than private industry, and this one is a little bit different, where it's more private industry here
right.
than government. So it's a good set of conferences to go to.
Well, the science has gotten better, a.k.a. the technology, because the property losses are large. I mean, this past year was the most money in property losses in the history of losses.
Really?
Insurance companies, they want to minimize that too, if they can. A product like yours, and you said, like I said, Gerber is just dealing with babies. You just deal with hurricanes, and we're already in the. But we're in the season. Begins in June, ends in late September.
Late November.
Late November, and I don't know. It's just preparedness. The government wants our citizens to be prepared, and this is one of those tools.
Right. And, you know, the government has their tools they use for doing their job as far as evacuating people and making those decisions. And we like to think that our tool is used by both government and private sector to make the decisions related to government and business.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're going to make decisions on closing stores, whether it's a retail store or they want to get their employees out of the way, they can use our tools to help make those decisions intelligently. And not just looking at a pretty map with a storm on it on the
right,
Weather
right,
Channel.
Right. I mean, Jim Santori, I think that's his guy's name. He's a good guy. We like him.
Cantori,
as
sure
I said, Santori. don't come after me. Hey,
These are all Italians.
So. Yeah, well, that's my neck of the woods up in Jersey. George, I'm glad. Glad I got a couple minutes from you. I know you have a 5 o'clock.
Right.
It is now 25 of, and with your cohort over there, John, and we can see your screen from here, so you said you wouldn't. If you had a little of a flub, you can take a look at your screen and remind you of what you
did. If
we
just turn the microphone around, you could maybe see the screen.
Yeah. George, thanks a lot for taking a couple minutes.
Okay.
All right, take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
All right.